night, so Wednesday night, or the, what is it already? Chav Zayin Adar. We're getting there. Chav Ches. Shabbos is Aleph. Triple head of Shabbos. Okay, we're learning Shmaitzah Gimel Perek Dalet. And we're learning another type of... Okay, the same Diyun really is Perek Gimel, meaning the sides line up. You have someone that became a mumer at one point in time, and there are makilim that say everything he shechted up until then is kosher, even that day. And you have the machmirim that say, no way, it's tartil reyusa, and it's chosher basoi. He becomes a rosh a little at a time. And what's going on? Ba'akara iyun. So the Shmaitzer says he holds like the shach that you should be mekil. And he doesn't explain it yet, but he brings a raya from Eidzoimim Lamafreya who nifsal. But it doesn't go back to before he said the Eidus Sheker, right? It just goes back to the time he said the Eidus Sheker. And then you have a case where he talked about the Geneva and the Tvicha, and they were Muslim on the Tvicha, and they don't even become puzzle for the Geneva. And L'chayre, that's also a Tarta L'Reyesa case, because the Cheskas Momin should be like the Cheskas Tomei, let's say, of the, or the Cheskas Sheinu Zvucha of the animal. So, and the Cheskas Momin is Adifa Mikola Chazokas. V'chidin demuchach b'shaz de'edus ha'sheyed b'momin kosher b'mashayed koydim shanas ha'choshud koshkein edus ha'sheyed b'isser. Right. I'd rather have a shtickl teres to this. I don't. That maybe tartel reyos. So you know, we always talked about tartel reyos and how does it work. But maybe, it, you know, cheskos tomei paskins is tomei, right? And memela, you're sort of like forced into saying that the mikvah was chaser. So, or at least it drives you in that direction. So it, you know, that could hook up with the Harei Choser Lefonecha, because they're both mitigating. I don't know if that's the right word. That the mikvah was choser. Cheskas Momin, we talked about this in the earlier Shmaitzes. Cheskas Momin is like a unique chazok. It doesn't really address the issues at all. Not even indirectly. It's just Cheskos Momin means Amutim Mechavel Varayo. That's all. So it could be that even though Cheskos Momin is stronger than all the other Chazakas, it could be that it doesn't do a Tartil Reyes, I think. Because it can't really hook up with anything else, because it stands unique in that it only addresses, like, okay, where does the money stay? Who keeps the money? You know, who has the money, and the other person is a Muslim Chavel of Araya, and that's Cheskas Momin. It doesn't say like, and therefore we're forced to say that, let's say that he stole or he didn't steal. It doesn't take that extra step. Like Cheskas Tomei says, well, this will tell us to assume at the mikvah's choser. But by moment you don't say that. By moment it's just pure cheskos moment. Keep the money. You have the money, we call a possessor, it's 9/10 of the law, although that's not really correct. I'm just saying it in a cute way, but that's not what the din is. But it's just cheskos moment. You have it, you keep it. What? It doesn't address it directly. It addresses it indirectly. Just like Cheskos Eishasish. Cheskos Eishasish is not in a vacuum. It says, okay, so assume that it was Korav Loi. It doesn't directly address, obviously, if it was Korav Loi or Korav Law, but it indirectly does, because it says, assume she's an Eishasish, which means assume it was Korav Loi. But Cheskos Momin, you don't even say that second step. Cheskos Momin is... Rav Abba talked about it, about the Berman, the Tzal, my Rosh Hashiva. He had rayas that Cheskos Momin does not... Oh, the best rayas, Asiri Vadev, Loi Asiri Sofek. So even Rove, it's still Asiri Sofik. But Cheskes Momen, it blives Asiri Vadai. Right, Hasfekos Nechnosen Ladir Lehazaser, Ladir Cheskes Momen. Right, you don't say Asiri Vadai Vilei Sofik. Because Cheskes Momen is Behechlet. Okay, it's just, I'm suggesting that Cheskes Momen might not hook up with Tartel Reyes. That's all. Now we go weiter. We have this issue which I did not have time to look into, and that is the business about that if you shecht Od Raya, that if you shecht B'Shabbos, so why aren't you a mumer? Why isn't your shechita psula? Right, the famous Mishnah, Ashecha B'Shabbos Afal Pi Chayav Misa. The shechita sekshera. Why? He's a mumer l'chal Shabbos. So Tosa says the base of Pablo choshev mumer l'mitzal shechita. So the Tosa does not mean with one time you don't become a mumer. He says the ba'osa pah, that's what it seems that Tzais is learning. The ba'osa pah means with the shechita of the Chil Shabbos you don't become a mumer. But the shechita was done before he's a mumer. What?
That shechita was good because it wasn't finished.
Right, right. But he doesn't mean that, he doesn't mean the way some brought up last night, that with one time you don't become a mumer. He does not mean that. You see that from Tosfos. Okay. For Rambam, okay. So you see in that shechita he wasn't yet a mumer. So again it's a raya lakula. Why is the shechita kosher? He was l'chal Shabbos. So the answer was that shechita is fine. How can you say Shechitas Ekshera? He's a Mumel Chal Shabbos, Shechitas Ekshula. So he's saying in that Shechita, you don't say it. In the Shechita that's Mechal Shabbos. No. I would assume when you become, at what point you become a Mumer. Is it when the Shechita's finished or while you're doing it? That's what I assume. That's Pashtus. That's what the... The Ba'isa Pam Loichashim Mumer. The Shechita, that is the act of Chil Shabbos, so you're not a Mumer yet. Lemifsal Shechitaso. No, I don't think it's. Maybe the Rambam puts the Hadgosha more when the Melacha is finished. I think Tosfos, to my mind, Tosfos is just. The Diyun in Tosfos is it the doing of it? The action, the doing of it, the act of being Mechal Shabbos? Or you were Mechal Shabbos? Not the act of being Mechal Shabbos. Is it the action or the Maisa? That would be the Lomdisha terms. The Asiyas HaMaisa or the Maisa? Those would be the Lomdisha terms. What? So the Avamina was more than the Asiyas HaMaisa. So then the Asiyas HaMaisa, the doing of it. What? As opposed to the Maisa, which you have a Maisa after it was done. But Rambam, but not before. You see, that's the point the Shemaitre is trying to bring out. It's only from then on. From maybe at the time of the Shechita, after the Shechita, but no one says before the Shechita. But Rambam, the Ferish and Mishnah is called the Chiba, the Kodim Sheshochat, Haroiv, most of the Simon Makalkalhu, so it's not in Av Malacha. This is already a more technical, pleasing teretz. You weren't Mechal Shabbos, really, until you shecht Roiv of the Simonim. Why? Doesn't explain it. Why is the Rambam any better than Tosfos?
So I'm an athlete now. So don't even steer us, you can do anything yet. Not more about steer us, grace us.
I don't know why it's different than Tosfos. I don't know why it could, how it could be different than Tosfos. It's the same problem. No, what's the difference? So the Rambam is just saying that up until the Shechitas Nigmar, you're certainly not a mummer. Okay. So it's like the same way as Tosfos, really. Vinema akabonim, he's not really going into it, this machlekes Rambam Tosfos or not. He just brings them down to make this following point now. Vinema the kosher shiel lefanecha, amrinon, emar hirshia kaidem, ushkidasa psula. Can't keep it all for Nenachal on the Shabbos, even if she acquired it. You can't have the way moving right. Far. Right. Hello. Ken. Can show you why a creation of Esser, but like a show. He meant to see you. Okay. We name a culture. And Ken Kimadol Faneno Chil Shabbos, Ema Hershia Kaidim. Yeah, Mikom Zem Muchach Poshut, they must seek noise of Barasha Lama Freya. Now, he hasn't yet explained it. The Mashakazu Batu Ashar, a Mashakazu Bamarshal Lahokel, that Dvorim Stumim, the Lolis Parish Taimoi, Ayan Shom, what happened to Tarte Reyoso? Ania Forish Bania Slaiti, whoa! Okay? The Hinei Nira. The Lashitas Rashi Perika Oimer. Have been plugged into Reb Tarfon Rebbe Akiva. The Mikvah Shinim Dad Benim Tsochoser. Okay? See, this is like a new element here that we're throwing in, not neither the Bezim and Bez, but Kiddushin, where we find the Machlokas. Reb Tarfon Yolif and Ben Grusha Bachalutza, the Lochila Lavoda La Mafia. Reb Tarfon is hold its Tohar. Kol Tyra Shinosu Al Gaibo La Mafia Tohar. As we put it, Mecheska Smolay. Wait. Reb Kiva's Matame, because we go Bosso the Cheska's Tumor, and not Bosso the Cheska's Mikvah, because it's title of Reyosa. Okay. But there's a Reb Tarfon that holds you follow the Cheska's Mole. Who be Brysa Shom, the Forish, your son, Machloiksa. The Reb Tarfon Yolof, Mikoyan, Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza, Wool, Shemoyim Makar, Mel Gabi, Amazbeach, Venoigalai Achakach, who Ben Grusha, Upasul Avoida Adinu Davidosik Shere B'Diyeved. The Avoida he did before he found out. Now this obviously exerts a kosov. He's a cholo. I mean, he is a cholo, and a cholo is machal de Avoida. They found out. Okay. That's a sure exerts a kosov. The MK the Gemara Tzush tells it and says, "Who had din l'nyan mikvah shenim tzapasul." In poislin tohayvay shenasu. Right, the lechila b'gula mafreya, Rabbi Kiva Yolof mi balmor. Right, because the din is not true by a balmor, but it's only true by a cholo.
What is possible?
What?
By balmor is possible.
Okay. Well, right.
Except it's strange. It's also observed to possible.
What's observed to possible?
Balmor.
What's the difference between
that is possible? There's a vote as possible affair.
Possible affair, kosher affair. Possible affair, you don't need to exercise a kosher for it. Pure logic.
I know. I know. The Gemara has exercised.
Maybe that you shouldn't say it's like a cholol. Okay, I don't know if it's a cholol. I wouldn't call it a cholol. If you learn out that it's not like cholol.
Well, that went from a puzzle.
Move on to one after the puzzle. Okay. Now, Reb Tarvin says to Rabbi Akiva. So he brings down here the whole Gemara. What is it comparable to? Is the mikvah comparable to a balmum, or is it comparable to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? So it's a long, complicated Gemara. He brings down the whole Gemara here. Let's see what we need to know.
They turned out
to be 10 Havim. The Yom Rutaibet Ben Grusha Shepsula Bishnayim. You need two Eidim, I will make the Bamum Psula B'yochid, the Sholach V'achviloch. One Eid could say about the Mikvah, Dayan Shom. And the Gemara has a whole Shakla Tarya. V'yem Kain, the Shmaitzah says at the end of the day, that Alpi Yena Sugya turns out that the Mikvah that's Posel Mafreya is kashur with the fact that psulo biyachid, that even one person could say it's puzzle, because you could see it's nikar, like Moshe David Luguye, it's nikar. But if it's not nikar, so you need already two eidim to be mavared at its puzzle, then you don't call them afreya, even when it's tarte l'reya, so like the mikvah. This is a tremendous chiddush Shmaitzah to say. That Lemaisa, we're going to take this Gemara and Kedushin very seriously, and we're going to say that whenever it's you need two Eidim, because it's not a Dover that's clear, so you need two Eidim to be made, then it's so. So you're not going to say Tarka Lareya, so that's really what the Gemara is saying. I will mikvul balmum where it's lefanecha. You could see. You just have to be pointed out. Psula biyochid. The shlach vachvilach. I'll show you. Vayin sham. Then kain lefi deb achoshe the psula bishnayim. And lepos lelum afreya. Whoa. I have no idea. This is like. Okay, we'll stop here. And maybe I'll be mayan tomorrow morning in this and have something intelligent to say by tomorrow evening. Maybe.
Very interesting.
I was very torrid the last 2 days, or both say. Chodesh, triple header. Maybe I still want to finish this parak and then learn. I want to learn these things, you know. Like, you know, I know, you know. I want to learn it inside. Riz. Because the Haggadah is based on Levi. He probably has all this stuff. On Haseba and on Dalet Kosos. We'll learn it. It's good that it's not necessary to know what the Pieshma. You know, there's a major, I'm making a major plan here for Night Saber. Wait, it's going to be unveiled soon. You? if you want to join the Avrech team, I don't know how you join. There was once a store in Muncie that said 10% off of B'nai Torah. So I remonstrated with them very strongly. I said, you want to write 10% off for Kol Yigalim? Okay. You want to write 10% off for Avrechim? Okay. But 10% off of B'nai Torah? So you're calling everybody? Like, it's not nice. So I'm saying, what do you do during the day? You learn a Kol, or you work? If you work, then we don't pay you. If you work, we don't pay you. If you have a W-2 form,
I don't work.
If you have a pay stub,
no.
Like I get from art school, a pay stub. I'm a working stiff like everyone else.
I don't have a pay stub.